universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Well, I'm finally sitting warm, comfortable, cozy, and unthawed in my study. We had a winter storm here in St. Louis, and it was pretty bad. My wife and girls were out of town, and I knew that when they come back, which will be later today, they needed to be able to pull in the driveway. I knew the plows would get through the roads and clear the road, but they had to come up the driveway. So I went out and I was shoveling the other night. It was Friday night, and shoveling away and my neighbor came out. And Jenny said, "Oh, we'll come and shovel. I and the other neighbor will help you tomorrow. We'll do it. We'll do it. That's okay." I said, "Oh, I don't mind shoveling." She went back in, and I kept on shoveling. And I got over half the driveway done. I figured that's enough for tonight, and I'll finish the rest tomorrow. And I texted my wife saying this, and I thought it's kind of odd that she said this, and almost like she felt sorry for me or something. And Deb wrote back, "Dave, you were shoveling in the dark." And I realized, oh, I bet that was it. She was puzzled. Well, shoveling in the dark, it'd be hard to shovel in the dark. Well, it's not for me any problem, because it's, in a sense, dark all the time. But it's really not dark all the time. Even in the darkest nights, I kind of have a picture of images and shadows, not by my sight, but because of sound and such. And by the way, it was a beautiful night with the snow falling, and it was just crisp, cool, quiet. You could hear the snowflakes hitting your shoulders next to you. It was so quiet and peaceful. But it was a tough, miserable job. And I don't like shoveling snow. I've been shoveling snow ever since a kid. I grew up in Wisconsin. And not that I moved here to St. Louis to get away from the snow, but it's been one of the positive pluses. Usually it melts in time here in St. Louis, so you don't have to go out and shovel. But knowing the weather report and my wife coming home, I knew I had to go out and shovel. And so you kind of push along. And fortunately, this was a pretty deep snow in a sense. It's fortunate. It was about 7 inches on the ground. So you could really tell where you shoveled just by your feet movement and your shovel. You'd have to push and then tap your shovel and get the wet stuff off the shovel. And then you go back again. And then you kind of crisscross the rows. And it's a pattern type of thing. But the reason I don't like it is because even though I worked up a sweat in my arms and my chest, my hands and my feet were getting so cold because it was so, it was cold out there. But I knew it had to be done. I knew it had to be done. And so I went and did it. And my neighbors did come out and finish the rest of the driveway the following day. And now last night it snowed a bit more, and I went out and I cleared that off. And so later today, Deb will get in the driveway into the garage without any problem whatsoever. Going out there and doing it. What motivated me? You know, I'm sure you all have jobs you hate doing too. Some people, it's cleaning toilets. Others, it's cooking. Others, it's vacuuming. Others, it's, you name the chore. We each have something we really hate doing. And we can find any reason not to do it. Well, my daughters will be home. They'll do it. Well, you know, no one will really notice. Well, another day it won't matter. It's dirty now, so it'll be dirty still tomorrow. Or well... So what will motivate us? And as much as I love my wife and cherish her, she really wasn't a whole lot of the motivation that night to do it. I went and did it. Well, let me share a Bible verse with you. It's from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Because you know the Lord will reward everyone who does good, whether he is slave or free. I was talking about slaves and masters there just a moment ago, and that's why it says whether slave or free. Serve wholeheartedly, verse 7 says, as if you're serving the Lord, not men. That's what gave me my motivation to go out. I didn't want to go out. And I'm sure there's times you don't want to do things either. But I knew that the Lord would be happy. And I didn't do it for the reward, because it does say, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for the good he does. But it did help me to know that the Lord in my heart said, thank you, Dave, you did a good thing. That's my motivation, knowing that my Lord was pleased with the work. I could do it for that reason. I could do it for that reason. I would love to challenge you this week to do something you don't like to do. And I'm not saying something that is very hard for you, although that might be the reason you don't like to do it. But something that you can do, is what I'm thinking, but don't want to do or don't like to do. And as you do it, talk to the Lord. Lord, I'm doing it for you. I hope you like it. Help me here, Lord. Am I doing okay? Am I missing anything? Oh, thanks that I have the ability, energy to do this. It might be sing a song. It might be to smile to your enemy. It might be to shake a hand. It might be to cook brownies. It might be shovel snow, even when it hurts. And yeah, it did hurt my hands and feet, but I knew they'd eventually warm up. I served wholeheartedly, knowing I was serving the Lord. That's what helped me get over the hump. And I pray that it helps you get over the hump too. And you know, that's exactly what the Lord did for us. He served us wholeheartedly when he went to the cross. He didn't like it. He didn't want to do it. Who wants to suffer pain? Who wants to die? Who wants to have nails put in their hands? Who wants to be mocked and jeered while you're hanging up there 10 feet up in the air? No. No one. Including Jesus. But he did it because it was the right thing to do to save you and me. And because he has saved you and me, and he dwells within us, and we can talk with him and find strength from him, now we can serve wholeheartedly, even when we don't like to, even when we don't want to, because we know we're serving him. And he will say, thank you. Well done, good and faithful servant. Dear Jesus, thank you that you have served us and continue to serve us, and that you forgive us even when we don't serve. Give us strength and courage and hope, energy, as well as the insight to see how we might serve others. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. And you know, even as I made myself laugh and my neighbor laugh, shoveling in the dark, some fun things can happen when we serve. I'd love to hear you and how your service did a twist and a help to other people, and how the Lord has helped you. You can write me at dave.andrus, D-A-V-E, dot A-N-D-R-U-S, like Uncle Sam, at not dash alone, N-O-T dash A-L-O-N-E, dot N-E-T. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.